Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of San Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy what I call my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. The listen live call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. We'll talk a little bit about exercise today. Contact your personal New Skin representative or New Skin product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find the archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And today's topic is, it's never too late to lift weights. Older bodies can still build muscle. And let's see, this is a couple months old story by Gretchen Reynolds. It appeared on, let's see, where did it show up? Oh, in the Washington Post, of all places. So that's weird, but just Washington Post, wasn't a fitness location. And let's get rolling. It's never too late to lift weights. Older bodies can still build muscle. Contrary to popular wisdom among many gym goers, and even some scientists, healthy people in their 60s, 70s, and beyond can safely start lifting weights and rapidly build substantial muscle mass, strength, and mobility. A new study of resistance exercise in the elderly found that even people in their 80s and 90s, oh, there's still hope for me, who hadn't been trained before, showed significant gains after starting a supervised program of lifting weights three times a week. It shows that healthy, older people can certainly respond to resistance training, and their muscles are still plastic, said Tommy Lundberg, an exercise researcher at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, who was not involved in the study. Lundberg, the author of the new book, The Physiology of Resistance Training, said the research shows it's never too late for older people to start lifting weights. They can increase both their muscle size and strength, he said. Most of all, the study implies that our perception of what's physically possible in old age also may need some updating. Aging muscles can grow. It's often assumed that the oldest old, or say people past the age of 80, are less likely to be able to gain muscle mass and strength, said Luke Van Loon, a professor of human biology at Maastricht University and senior author of the new study. This idea took hold partly because the oldest olds so rarely were studied. Past weight training research often capped volunteers' ages at about 75. Because of worries that older people would be unable to handle the training or that their muscles wouldn't respond if they could manage to lift. But Van Loon and his colleagues were unconvinced. Muscle tissue is constantly turning over as we live. He said, so why shouldn't an octogenarian muscle strengthen and grow as well as a youngster of 65? To investigate that idea, he and his co-authors recruited 29 healthy older men and women. The study consisted of two groups. The younger old included 17 people between ages of 65 and 75. That would have been my group. Participants in the older old group were at least 85. All lived independently and had no debilitating illnesses. None had regularly weight trained before. Well, that excludes me. I like these articles. Growing stronger at any age. The researchers measured everyone's current strength and muscle mass and then introduced them to a weight training with a basic full-body resistance routine using gym machines such as the lat pull-down and leg extension. The volunteers lifted three times a week for 12 weeks in supervised sessions, using weight sets to as much as 80% of their full strength. This program is more intense than some people might expect older people to tolerate, but the volunteers loved participating in this intervention. Attendance was high, and injuries were rare. And both the younger old and older old groups reportedly responded powerfully to the exercise, surprising the researchers somewhat. Before the study started, Marzuka Nasser said he and his co-authors had expected the oldest men and women to gain strength and mass, but to a lesser extent than among the 65 to 75-year-olds. However, after 3 months, the people aged 85 and up had packed on more strength and mass in relative terms than the younger group, adding an average of 11% to muscle mass and 46% to strength, versus 10% more muscle and 38% more strength among the younger volunteers. The oldest men and women also improved their score on the test of ability to rise from a chair and move around by about 13%, versus 8% in the younger of the groups. The oldest group's greatest relative gains were due, in part, to the researchers think, to their having had an extra decade of declining muscle mass and strength compared to the younger lifters. They started from a lower baseline. Well, that kind of makes sense. And so it's never too late to lift. The results persuasively show that it's never too late to start training, said Michael Roberts, a professor of kinesiology at Auburn University in Alabama, who has extensively studied resistance exercise. The oldest group's improved mobility was especially encouraging, he added, because loss of physical function is untimely. The loss of physical function is ultimately what defines frailty. The results have caveats. The study was small and lasted only for 3 months. Plus, the training was supervised with people's lifting form and loads monitored and adjusted as needed. A level of tension that can be difficult to replicate for ordinary people. The study also is not meant to give any of us carte blanche to skip weight training now, in anticipation of starting in retirement. It's better to start at an earlier age and continue throughout life. Perhaps most important, the older men and women who joined the study were healthy for the ages, with few glaring physical limitations. It may be unrealistic for some older people with serious illnesses or disabilities to begin lifting. If you're worried about your readiness for weight training, Marzuka Nasser said, talk with your doctor. Anyone past about age 60 who is interested in starting a new lifting or other exercise routine should probably check first with their doctor and then seek out training program in a gym or community center specifically designed for older people. The costs are often covered by Medicare or other insurance. The study's key takeaway, though, is that there seems to be no age limit or hard stop for our body's ability to adapt and improve, said study co-author Van Loon. You're never too old to start exercising. So the moral of the story, you're never too old to start exercising, any age. So the improvements in people, what we call senior or elderly people, and they had a pretty good improvements. And it makes sense, obviously, that they have too many frailties already. They probably couldn't start. But if you're in any kind of shape, hey, get some kind of program going for yourself and continue with it through your lifetime. It'll make you, help you maybe be less frail and have the inability to get around as you get older. And again, I'll just say, as I always say at the end of these articles are recorded. A short one today, about a 5-minute read. These articles are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. You can find it by looking for either Frank Lomas, my name, Lomas, or Solutions. Or TR90. I'm dumping the Solutions for Anti-Aging. You can still find it if you use Solutions for Anti-Aging, but you can let that one go bye-bye, putting you to sleep. All right. With that said, let me find the right buttons here somewhere. Buttons. Where are the buttons? There we go. And open.
Button, where's the button? I remember playing that in elementary school. Sorry.
The things that pop back into my head.
Yeah, it's never too late to start exercising. It's always good for the body as well as the brain. It gets that blood circulating.
I was having some issues with my knee that I mentioned on this call previously, and as I'm getting over the first steps of arthritis coming in, and my doctor, besides what I may do in the future for some therapy, pointed me to this stuff called, what did it say, Voltaren, Voltaren, arthritis pain. And you rub it on 3 to 4 times a day, and I started last Friday, and I'm absolutely freaking amazed. I mean, I can jump rope. It's been like a miracle cure. I don't think it's gone, obviously. but it's certainly been soothing. My knee isn't killing me anymore. Aching just sitting around anymore. I'm walking on any pain. So it's just one of the things that, for me, it allows me to exercise even better because it's not fun hobbling around the gym from machine to machine either. Thinking like, what's that guy? Hey, he's going to croak over there. Because I hop off the one machine to the other. And I can try to do my other exercises. So that's been kind of a cool positive for me and allows me to continue my ongoing exercises. And I don't know, this stuff is pretty cheap. This big old tube is maybe like $7 or $8. And so, hey, it's not even cost prohibitive by any stretch of the imagination.
So it's an over-the-counter arthritis cream? Is that what I'm hearing you say? Cool.
Yeah, totally. Bolt, B-O-L-T, Aren, A-R-E-N, over-the-counter. And I swear I've seen this package somewhere before, but you put on quite a bit, you rub it in, put it on, and it says use it at least 4 times a day. It must be powerful because it tells you not to use it for more than 21 days in a row. But today would be my 6th day of using it. Tomorrow would be my full week. And I've been absolutely amazed at the difference in my quality of life with this stuff. And wasn't debilitating. I mean, I joke about limping around, but it was still painful and bothering me quite a bit. Now, it's almost hard to detect the demon anything wrong with it. So I'm wondering what it's going to be like over the next couple of weeks for such a simple solution. And I was offered when I posted this on Facebook, I was offered a lot of medical advice from everybody. I go, well, I'm going to just see what my doctor says first before everybody out in the world. And it was real simple. And I may get some other therapies down the road, but this for right now has been so simple and easy to apply that I just pass it on out to anybody getting issues. Hey, $7 to $8. I might be off on what the price was, but it's certainly very inexpensive, and it seems to work incredibly well. And I looked up, I couldn't find any negative side effects with it. My arms are going to fall off or anything, or I lose a leg because of using it, so that's nice to know, too.
Okay, well, here's another thought that you can do. If you have a body spa and you have the Flex Cream, you can rub the Flex Cream on the affected area and rub the body spa over the top of it, which will help drive it in. And that will help, too.
Oh, well, I forgot all about that technique. Oh, yeah, it totally slipped my mind. And we have all the spas. So. definitely use it. And the Flex Cream by itself definitely soothed the pain, but it didn't just completely get rid of it. So using that to drive the third stuff in a little deeper makes some sense. I think I'll be doing that today. Thanks for that tip. Excellent. So you get to find out about all kinds of good things.
Well, and sometimes it's something you already knew, but, I forgot about that. You know, I should do that again.
Oh, yeah.
So there we are.
I'm already, a lot of my stories tend to overlap, but to me it's like reminding everybody of all the different things that, you may have heard before on different call, different reading of some of this stuff, but there's always a time to remind you and maybe get into the habit of doing some of this stuff. So, Susie, what do you have on the table for us tomorrow?
You know, I don't remember because I looked ahead. I think I mentioned it at the end of the call yesterday, but I have no idea what I said yesterday.
All right. You know, jump on and be surprised and get some new knowledge tomorrow from Susan, and I'll be back here next Tuesday. So meanwhile, go out and make it a great day and great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye, Susan.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.